Immigration is a hot topic this election season. That's not just true here, as Americans prepare to go to the polls for next month's midterm elections. In Austria, for example, immigration is a top issue ahead of municipal elections in the capital, Vienna. Immigrants make up a third of Vienna's population, and many candidates have been courting them. That includes candidates from Austria's far-right anti-immigrant Freedom Party. Jelena Kopania is a reporter with Feet in Two Worlds, a project that brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio. She sent us this report from the Austrian capital.
It's a Saturday afternoon at Cardinal Nagel Platz in Vienna's 3rd district. The crowd waits for the arrival of Heinz Christian Strache. He's running for mayor as head of Austria's far-right Freedom Party, FPÖ. Lucia, who's from Bosnia, is here with her Austrian-born son Mario. They didn't want to give their last name. In the past, they voted for socialists, but this year they're supporting the Freedom Party. Mario says Strache promises lower taxes, higher salaries, and better access to subsidized housing.
Strache says that subsidized apartments should go to Austrians and not foreigners who've just arrived. Austrians like us, who have been here many years, need the housing.
Considering the party's anti-immigrant rhetoric, FPÖ has been quite successful in attracting migrants from the former Yugoslavia. Polls suggest that 27% support the party, especially Serbs, the second largest immigrant group in Austria. Konstantin Dobrilovic is a Serb and a member of the Freedom Party. He says Strache's opposition to Kosovo's declaration of independence from Serbia in 2008 won him over. Dobrilovic says the Freedom Party welcomes good immigrants, like him, people who abide by European Christian values.
Mr. Strache continuously states that he does not see any problems in Serbs as migrants, that they are sufficiently integrated, and that they speak German quite well, that they work, and that the city of Vienna could not do without them.
The suggestion is that other immigrants aren't fitting in as well, specifically Turks who are Muslims. Dobrilovic says that the Freedom Party is concerned about what he calls the Islamization of Vienna. He says the integration of Muslims has not been successful here. Bosnia-born Nedad Memic is editor-in-chief of Cosmo magazine in Vienna. He says the word integration itself has become a loaded term.
We are all fed up with this word. Because nobody knows what integration means, actually. And everybody is considering integration in their own point of view, you know. If you have the FPÖ, for them the integration is actually something like assimilation.
And then there are economic fears. Bosnia-born political scientist Vedran Djihic says immigrants who support the Freedom Party worry that new migrants could jeopardize what they've gained in their years living in Austria.
Those that feel in some way integrated, that they've achieved a certain status, have a fear, through Strache's rhetoric, that they will lose that position, that they're endangered from all those foreigners that could be coming in and who are not as well integrated as they are.
But not everyone shares those fears. 24-year-old Natasha Stojanovic was born in Vienna and feels at home both here and in Serbia. Her father is a Serb, her mother an Albanian Muslim with some Turkish thrown in.
I'm a crazy mix. In German, there's a saying, neither fish nor meat, which means you live really in between two worlds. For me, it's very positive. For me, it's an opportunity to be a part of different cultures and different religions. My mother is a Muslim and my father's a Christian Orthodox, and I live in a Catholic country.
Stojanovic is the moderator of a Facebook group called Serbs Against Strache, No Thanks. She says it's her way of telling the world that not all Serbs in Austria support the Freedom Party and its anti-immigrant stance, even if the party is putting out the welcome mat for them. For the world, I'm Jelena Kopania in Vienna.